实战演练。
Section A，
夯实基础。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
BBC News starts at 6:30.
Does it go for an hour?
No, it lasts for half an hour.
Text 2.
Could I have an interview with you for a program at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Dr. Johnson?
I'm sorry, Ms. Brand.I'll be meeting my students then. What about 30 minutes later?
Okay, we will meet then.
Text 3.
Have you heard it? A traffic accident happened on the Hampshire Highway.
Are you sure? There's nothing in the newspaper about it.
I was there last night.Go and watch TV. There might be something about it.
Okay. Text 4.
Professor Bates, good evening. My name's Susan Greeley. I'm with the local newspaper.
Pleased to meet you.
Do you mind if I ask you one or two questions?
Not at all. Fire away.Text 5.
Hello, this is Dr. White's office. We're calling you to remind you of your 3 o'clock appointment for your medical examination.
Oh, thanks. It's a good thing that you called. I thought it was 3:30 today.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Hello, Robert speaking.
Hi, it's Emma. I am glad you are there. It's about our appointment on Wednesday morning. I am afraid I can't make it now.
Oh, that's a shame.
I am sorry. There was a change in my business partner's plan, and Wednesday is the only day she is able to see me.
That's okay, but we need to find another date.
I could manage sometime Thursday. How about you?
Sorry, I've got an important meeting all day. What about Friday?
I'll go to an exhibition in the morning, but I could come to your office after that.
Great. Looking forward to seeing you then. Bye. Hello, Robert speaking.
Hi, it's Emma. I am glad you are there.It's about our appointment on Wednesday morning. I am afraid I can't make it now.
Oh, that's a shame.
I am sorry. There was a change in my business partner's plan, and Wednesday is the only day she is able to see me.
That's okay, but we need to find another date.
I could manage sometime Thursday. How about you?
Sorry, I've got an important meeting all day. What about Friday?
I'll go to an exhibition in the morning, but I could come to your office after that.
Great. Looking forward to seeing you then. Bye.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Have you booked a table, madam?
Yes, we've booked one for two. The name's Morrison.
Oh, yes. We have the table for you near the group. This way, please.
Group? What group? Oh, the music group, I suppose. I can't stand noisy places. Now, where's the menu?
I'm sorry, madam, but that's what we always do.
I had such a busy afternoon in my office. If I weren't so hungry, I would leave immediately.
Have you booked a table, madam?
Yes, we've booked one for two. The name's Morrison.
Oh, yes. We have the table for you near the group. This way, please.
Group? What group? Oh, the music group, I suppose. I can't stand noisy places. Now, where's the menu?
I'm sorry, madam, but that's what we always do.
I had such a busy afternoon in my office. If I weren't so hungry, I would leave immediately.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十二题。
Hello, 6788-2334.
Hello, is that Lucy?
Yes, who's that?
Hi, this is Tom speaking. Can I speak to Lily?
Oh, sorry. She isn't in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Could you tell her not to wait for me this evening? We planned to go to a party together, but something important came up and I have to rush off. I'll be back at the beginning of next week.
Okay, I'll tell her. Are you leaving right now?
Yes, my plane leaves at 2:30. Please give my love to her. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, 6788-2334.
Hello, is that Lucy?
Yes, who's that?
Hi, this is Tom speaking. Can I speak to Lily?
Oh, sorry. She isn't in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Could you tell her not to wait for me this evening? We planned to go to a party together, but something important came up and I have to rush off. I'll be back at the beginning of next week.
Okay, I'll tell her. Are you leaving right now?
Yes, my plane leaves at 2:30. Please give my love to her. Thank you.
You're welcome.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
Good morning, Mr. Miller.My name is Alice Summers. I have come to interview you for our school newspaper.
Good morning. I suppose you would like my opinions on some social problems.
Not exactly, sir. We'd like to find out how your normal day begins.
Well, that's easy. My alarm clock wakes me up at 6:15 a.m. Then I do a few exercises to get my head clear. Take a shower and have my breakfast, which is always a piece of bread, a cup of coffee, and the morning newspaper. I arrive at my office a little before 8 o'clock a.m. and begin by checking any messages. If possible, I take a little rest about 2 o'clock p.m. to relax and then continue with my schedule until 6 or 7 p.m. I usually get home around 7:30 p.m., spend some time with my family, and go to bed about 11 o'clock p.m. You know, I have two kids that I don't see very much except on weekends. Fortunately, we spend a lot of time together on weekends unless there's some emergency that I have to attend to.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. My name is Alice Summers. I have come to interview you for our school newspaper.
Good morning. I suppose you would like my opinions on some social problems.
Not exactly, sir. We'd like to find out how your normal day begins.
Well, that's easy. My alarm clock wakes me up at 6:15 a.m. Then I do a few exercises to get my head clear. Take a shower and have my breakfast, which is always a piece of bread, a cup of coffee, and the morning newspaper. I arrive at my office a little before 8 o'clock a.m. and begin by checking any messages. If possible, I take a little rest about 2 o'clock p.m. to relax and then continue with my schedule until 6 or 7 p.m. I usually get home around 7:30 p.m., spend some time with my family, and go to bed about 11 o'clock p.m. You know, I have two kids that I don't see very much except on weekends. Fortunately, we spend a lot of time together on weekends unless there's some emergency that I have to attend to.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
It is 8 o'clock and time for morning news highlights. One person was killed and two were injured in a traffic accident on the number 104 freeway just 30 minutes ago. The dead is Milton Green, 32 years old, the driver of one of the cars. The two injured, Frank Miller and Jack Smith, have been sent to the number 2 hospital. Both of them are in serious condition. Fire swept through a department store at the corner of 4th Street this morning, causing heavy damage. The fire, which broke out at about 2:30, was finally put out at 5:30. The cause of the fire is not yet determined. That's morning news highlights. Jane Johnson reporting.
It's 8 o'clock and time for morning news highlights. One person was killed and two were injured in a traffic accident on the number 104 freeway just 30 minutes ago. The dead is Milton Green, 32 years old, the driver of one of the cars. The two injured, Frank Miller and Jack Smith, have been sent to the number 2 hospital. Both of them are in serious condition. fire swept through a department store at the corner of 4th Street this morning, causing heavy damage. The fire, which broke out at about 2:30, was finally put out at 5:30. The cause of the fire is not yet determined. That's Morning News Highlight, Jane Johnson reporting.